Welcome to Kilroy Radio. Radio. Welcome to Kilroy Radio, baby. This is the one and only Trey Love of Playboy Comedy, a.k.a. King Kilroy, baby. It is Monday, February 21st, 2011. Happy birthday to my baby brother, Clayton Smith. I love you, baby boy. Happy birthday to you. I remember the day you was born. God blessed me with a little brother, boy, and I'm looking at you. You're just as handsome as you want to be, almost fine as me. Ha! Church Tabernacle, I want to say to everybody, if you were anywhere and you were not in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California this weekend, you was in the wrong place, because I'm going to tell you, it went all the way down. Got to shout out Velvet Rose, Dr. C. And before I even say anything else, man, and give y'all all the details on all the celebrities we hung out with this weekend, man, I just want to tell you how life is. This is where I'm at right now, baby. Let's ride.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Hello to Doug. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
L.A. L.A.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Gilroy Radio, man. It's going all the way down, man. I got so many updates for y'all to my Facebook friends, Trey Love Gilroy, Gilroy Trey Love. You know, I had to get two pages because it's too much for me to go around. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had 5,000 on one page, and now I got to start a whole other page. I got 1,800 Twitter friends. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody know I'm everywhere. People see me. I'm shining like a big old superstar. And I got to thank my boy, Donald C. Man, Velvet Rope, man, we making it happen out there. All right, before I give y'all the update, though, ladies and gentlemen, I got to bring my special guest to Gilroy Radio, and Mr. Eric Short. I'm going to bring him directly to Gilroy and let him tell you what's going on and why he's here today, and there are some powerful things he has to share with us. Welcome to Gilroy Radio. Eric, how are you today?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm blessed. How you feeling today? Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, I'm just lickety-split today, man. I'm out here in L.A. You know, I was out here for All-Star Weekend, Eric. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. My brother's out there. Well, I'm in New York dodging snowballs right now.
Okay, what I'm not gonna do is mess with you. I'm gonna tell you the truth. People that were in LA, let me just tell you, Eric, before we get into the interview and everything, and just give you some heads up on how it was out here. Man, the weather was actually not really that great. I mean, for the people that were here, we're used to sunny California. I'm gonna tell you, man, it was pretty cool out here, and it actually rained this weekend, man. People that are from LA, you know, that live here, we were all like, man, I can't believe it. Out of all the days, you know, we have year-round wonderful weather, and then the weekend of the All-Stars is SHI weather. So, you know what I'm saying? Just wanted to let you know. Y'all ain't missing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't really miss nothing. We got it out here, too. But, Eric, what I want you to do is talk to the people. I'm looking here, man. You have some very powerful things going. You know, you have national firefighter. Are you a firefighter?
Yes, I am. I'm a firefighter for the city of Mount Vernon, New York, which borders the Bronx. A lot of people heard of Money Earning Mount Vernon back in the days because they associated with people like Heavy D and the Boys and Denzel Washington. But we're a little small city that borders the Bronx, and I am a firefighter in that city.
Gotcha. And also, man, I really want to thank Monica Hughes. How did you meet Miss Hughes? Tell us a little bit about that, because she's the one who is Gilroy West, who was taking care of the booking for the show. She actually sent you over and was saying that this was something that I'd definitely be interested in because I'm about the youth and the children. So I see here that you you have a website here, www.helpinghandsnetwork.net.
Yes, sir. Before I get into helpinghandsnetwork.net, I will say that Monica Hughes walks on water as far as I'm concerned. I've known her since, I'll tell you how far back I go. It was my house, her house. She lived between me and Albie Shore. That's how
wow.
far back we go. So we go back to pretty much elementary school. We lived on the same block. I lived on the corner. She lived right next door. She's an amazing woman. As far as Helping Hands Network goes, it's an organization. It's a fundraising organization which services the nonprofit community, and it was designed for people who want to give but don't have that much money to donate. There's been a commercial, and we've all seen the commercial where they show little kids and they go, for the price of a cup of coffee every day, you can buy clothing for this young child. Coffee is expensive, you know, and when you add up the price of coffee every day, you pretty much have another bill on top of your electricity, your phone, your cable, and things like that. So Helping Hands Network was designed for people who have that desire to help but don't really have that much money, and it really totals out to $1 a month, and everybody here can afford $1 a month.
And I totally agree with that. I mean, first of all, I want to say to the family straight up, this is what Trey Love is about. Trey Love is about supporting his community, and I want to thank you so much for giving us your time today. I mean, I'm on the website right now. People, let me get to the information because I'm reading as I'm doing the interview. This event will help benefit Helping Hands Network, the YMCA Strongest Kids Campaign, and the Young Arts Program. For more details, ladies and gentlemen, please log on to the website that I'm on right now as I'm speaking with Mr. Eric Short, www.helpinghandsnetwork.net. And this will tell us, let me see here, something about we can pledge 35 cents. Each sponsor will pledge to pay only 35 cents per pull-up.
for. Is that what? Tell us about that event.
Okay. As now we went into the $1 a month service that helps you donate to charity, but we also sponsor events that raise funds for certain selected charities. And this is a relatively new organization. So for our first annual event, it's called the Firefighters 60-Second Challenge. And it's an athletic event that only takes 60 seconds. It's on March 25th. It's headquartered at a gym in Mount Vernon, New York, but it is nationwide. People can become sponsors. People can become participants for this event. But what it is for 60 seconds. And only 60 seconds, you do as many pull-ups as you can.
Mm.
You know, and for each pull-up, your sponsor agrees to pay 35 cents, which will not break your pocket.
Gotcha.
I can tell you myself, I'm 6'4", 295 pounds. I can't do 10 pull-ups, but I'm going to try my best to do it.
If you 6'4", 295 pounds, I want to let you know right now that I am your friend. I want you on my side, okay? I'm not even playing with you. I want to make sure that right now we are friends. You understand me? I don't want no problems with you. And if you ever feel yourself getting mad with me, I want you to stop at perturbed. I want you to let me know when you're perturbed. I don't want you to get mad. Let me see. 6'4", y'all, 295. I know the listeners is listening. He's 6'4", 295. So let me say that one more time. 6'4", 295. Was you out here at the All-Star game this weekend? I saw you. You was with the East, wasn't you? I saw you out here, man. Eric.
Unfortunately, I was in the firehouse watching the All-Star game, unfortunately. I would have loved to have been out in L.A., but I had to work, you know, duty calls.
Well, you know, I know how it is, brother.
And as far as me getting angry with you, brother, you giving me your time today, so my anger meter will not go into the red with you. You all right. You got a halo on.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Oh, my God, man. I love it. Well, listen here, Eric. I want you to stay on the line. What I'm going to do is take it to music. We're going to get a little music because what I got to do is I got to screen these callers, man, because I got a couple callers on the line. And, see, I've been doing some tricks, man, since I've been doing Blog Talk Radio. You know, I done upgraded, man. And, see, like, you my first guest, and I, like, really can run these boards professionally, right? So I'm telling the people what I'm doing right here live from the Sugar Shack. I'm going to be able to shed everything down, right, put some music on, screen the caller so that way I ain't got to bring the people on live until I talk to them first and I get to know who they are. I'm telling everybody what I'm doing because this is some real pimping stuff. They didn't think I could do it because I'm a C student. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, we had a president that was a C student.
Yeah, oh, man. Me, hey, and you know what? George Bush's birthday is July 6th and mine is July 7th. You tell me that ain't church.
I'm July 8th.
Oh, man, we're going to do an East Coast, West Coast connection, man, y'all, for the summer. As a matter of fact, we're going to kick the summer off with a summer jam. Y'all, Donald C. of Velvet Ropes Entertainment, his birthday is May 15th. That's going to be the kickoff summer jam, man. It's funny we brought that up, man. We're going to do, and you know what, we're going to do a birthday party out there, too, man, because Monica been good to both of us, man, and we might as well make this thing happen, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a whirlwind pyramid. You know that, E. I can get all around the world. So before I take us anywhere else, we're going to go on and get a little music going, y'all. And this is for them people out there, them ones that didn't want Kobe to win MVP, them ones that didn't want to see T.R.E. take control of his destiny. Y'all know I'm a rocker. I'm Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy, baby. And I'm seeing some of y'all really want to beat me, but you can't beat me because you can't see me because I am the destined creation from all the way up from God himself. You understand what I'm saying? He bore me. And to the folks that don't like it, like I told you, change channels. And this song is dedicated to you because I feel slow.
We will fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pay, yeah. It tastes like lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me pay, yeah. I be sipping on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your pay, yeah. That flavor lemonade, yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me pay. You know what I'm talking
about? I'm not whistling, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamond glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice, lemonade, black ice, you thick. Got gel rub down, bitch, some ice is pick. So I shoot it real good like hoes on Twitch. Mom, like, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And the family is fresh, and I say, I guess. Success brought up, yeah, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, I'm wetting on that line. Got the fitties out today, showing off town line. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not your line. Me and Skateboard P in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just been time. Gucci.
We evolved from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I be sippin' on Haterade, yeah. That deep down get your face, yeah. It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid, look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record, yup, the record, yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. And I'll admit, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you can do it too, and you can do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they threw it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till it ends in. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Gooch.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face, okay. You know I'm talking about.
I bought a hard, I should feel smart, still a spreadie cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Rari, he ain't good, that is intimidated. Mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. Dead investigation, I'm accumulating. Singing with it, that I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Some like Louis, some like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill. Some chill, some chill, some chill. Hold your round, round the town with the top shop. Talk to you to call the loss of pound. Cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car. Gucci.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face,
yeah.
I be sippin' on Haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your face,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about.
Gonna lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
If a nigga kid, I ain't tell him to kiss your ass.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget.
Just lift your glass, gon' lift your glass.
That nigga think they gon' hard, don't make me laugh. Scooch.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Gilroy Radio, man, with our special guest, Mr. Eric Short, man. I'm loving what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? You're singing for the community. That's what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the line and you're paying attention and you got a moment, please go to www.helpinghand.network. And, Eric, what I want you to do right now, because we got a couple callers on the line, I want you to give my listeners information where they can go as far as website, as far as how they can reach and contact you. Put whatever information you want out there right now, so this way that we can drive my listeners to you and bring you some traffic and hopefully, you know, get some blessings and some sponsors sent over to you. And I pray and I push that. That's coming from Gilroy Radio. So go ahead and give a shout out to the people for me, brother.
Yes, yes. Thank you very, very much. Everybody out there in Gilroy land, this is Eric Shaw from HelpingHandsNetwork.net. The event that we're having is called the Firefighters 60 Second Challenge. It's an athletic event. designed to raise money for the YMCA Strong Kids campaign, as well as the Young at Arts program. If you want to find out more information about it and how you can be a part of it, go to www.helpinghandsnetwork.net. That's www.helpinghandsnetwork.net. On the opening homepage, you will see the Firefighters 60-Second Challenge. So just click anywhere on that page. It'll take you directly to the information. If you would like to contact me directly, you can go to Eric, E-R-I-C, at helpinghandsnetwork.net. Once again, my first name, Eric, at helpinghandsnetwork.net.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you got that information. Brother's doing a very positive thing. Let's go on and support him. Man, I got a special guest on the line, man. Actually, I got two special guests, but my homeboy, y'all, back when I was doing EOTM, man, this brother created a song for me, man. It was a beautiful cut, man. We used to bring it on. Man, y'all remember Have a Baby by Me, Baby, Get on Welfare. Welcome to Gilroy Radio, y'all. My main man, you know what I'm saying, beat maker, you know what I'm saying, on his grind, doing what he got to do to shine. What's up, K-Slack? What's happening with you, bro?
Not much, man. Just doing my thing as usual.
Oh, yeah. What you got coming up, man? Talk to the people. Tell them about, you know, your mixtape, your album. You know where they can pick your stuff up at, man.
Well, my solo album is done. You know, it's called The Pre-Incarnation of K-Slack. It's done. I just waiting on the mixes, and I'm going to press it up, and that's going to be out real soon. It's going to feature Inspector Deck and Ski Beats and a lot of, you know, talented people on my project. And I'm also working on a project with one of my homies named Nicest MC. It's called The Arrival and Departure. And so far, we got Royce 5'9" and Rod Digger on the project. So, you know, it's going to be some nice projects coming out real soon, coming from my way, so...
All right, everybody. Y'all heard it live here on Gilroy Radio, man. Keep this. Case like, go on and holler at Eric, man. Eric is doing some positive things in the community, man. And I know your music, you know what I'm saying, is positive and whatnot. You know, you got something to say that ain't all about, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of grimy things, you know what I'm saying. There's a good life, you know what I'm saying, we're doing, you know, making this music, you know, trying to do different things, you know. Yeah, we have a little fun and do what we got to do, but at the same time, you know, we still trying to give back. So I want you to holler at Eric real quick. Y'all chop it up and, you know, get to know each other for a few, you know what I'm saying. And then, you know, because that's on the East Coast. And see, the thing is, Casey, like, what I'm about is making sure bringing the network together, because I'm going to tell you how this thing roll, brother. You know, you a Cali brother making good music. This brother on the East Coast, you never know, and working with children, you never know what kind of audience you could pick up on. You know what I'm saying? Trey Love got a degree in marketing. Y'all understand, this is what I do. So go ahead and take your time and get to know Eric real quick. What's up? Y'all say hi.
Hey, what's up?
What's good, man? What's good? Just so you know, I do host the internet radio show. Every Monday night, actually tonight, we focus on old school. Well, I ain't even going to say old school because we ain't old yet, but classic hip-hop and R&B, 80s, early 90s, a lot of 70s music, Parliament, all that good stuff. And that's every Monday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time, which I guess would be around 6 p.m. your time.
Okay. Well, part of East Coast,
so if you ever
wanna...
Well, I'm from New York, right outside of the Bronx.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what's up.
From my house, it's a 30-second walk to the Bronx.
Okay. Yeah, I'm real familiar with New York. I used to be up there and stuff. I did one track for Ghostface Killer. And so
okay.
I'm real familiar with that, you know, a couple of people
up
there.
Yeah, Staten Island, Cali. Oh, yeah, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But if you ever want to promote, you know, on my side of the tracks, feel free to, you know, hit the website up, and we'll definitely, if you can mail us an MP3 of your songs or whatever, we'll definitely promote out there.
And what's the website?
If you're ready, it's www. In the, you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
It's inthemixradio.com.
Just like a sound?
Mix, yeah, but it's two X's. In the mix radio with two X's.
Okay.
.com.
All right, everybody, y'all see how we doing it on Gilroy Radio. I mean, it just was an East Coast, West Coast connect. I love it, man. I'm over here putting black people together. I'm making black history. And I'm going to tell y'all something. And this is, and I'm going to tell you how perfect this is. Because now it's time for me to really talk some, it's me in on this radio. And let me bring my boy in on this one. Where you at, 310-594? James, where you at, man?
Hey, what's up, baby? How y'all doing out there?
Man, holla at the people, let them know, man, about the after hours and what's going on, you know what I'm saying, and where they can find you, because I'm really finna start some stuff, but I want to bring you in to back me up on this, because I got an East Coast cat on the phone, I got a West Coast cat on the phone, I'm from Chicago, and I got you on the phone, so once I get all y'all, I got all these brothers on the phone, so I want you to tell the people where they can find you, what you got going on with as far as that bad A-double after hours and all that kind of stuff, and then from there, I'm finna go ahead and start some Trey Love stuff, so you go ahead and do what you need to do real quick, brother, handle that.
Okay, first off, I want to say y'all can find me on Facebook, Robert June, J-U-N-E. And we got a movie coming out called Squatters, if God willing. We had Cat Williams loving the script at one point, but Cat going through some personal problems, so my other comedian buddy, Rob West, he's dealing on that end for us. Now, you can find me at the Black Hole After Hours. But what I wanted to ask Eric is, I used to work with Russell Simmons back in the day, right? And me and Russell was on good terms and everything, but I know he sold Def Jam. I was wondering, do he ever come through that way by you or whatnot?
No, nobody really comes through Mount Vernon anymore. Mount Vernon got to go to everybody else. But everybody is pretty much a phone call or a train ride away.
Oh,
where
okay.
I am.
Okay.
But I haven't seen I haven't seen Russell Simmons face-to-face in close to 2 years.
Okay, okay. I know he's doing something with Mr. Lathan on some entertainment and stuff like that. But,
yes.
Yeah, I haven't really been actively looking for him because I want to get this product all the way finished. It's in one of my producer's hands. It's coming out real good. But basically, I'm just like on the down low right now. I'm not really trying to, you know, be too, you know, too exposed right now until the product, because in the entertainment game, especially on the West Coast, you got to have that product. You got to be ready all the time. I mean, I remember a story on Mac 10 at one point when him and Cube had first met. It was in the 7-Eleven. They stopped in there. One of them bought something that was like, you know, he was like, man, I rap. And he's like, Cube was like, you got something? He was like, on deck right there on point. So that's how it is on the West Coast. You know what I mean? So the
cool
thing
about let me slow this up real quick, because I'm gonna tell y'all what's gonna go on right now with the East Coast and the West Coast. First of all, this was All Star Weekend. You understand what I'm saying? And you had the All Stars from the East, and you had the All Stars from the West, and they had a contest. And at the end of it, we found out who was best. Now this is what Trey Love got to say on this great and mighty day. Blake Griffin took home the slam dunk championship beautifully. And Kobe took home the MVP beautifully. I want to say, too, straight up, the East Coast, I got love for y'all, but you know what happened to y'all last night, man? Look, I'm going to just say it like this, man. Y'all pretend y'all was a girl. This is what happened to y'all last night.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in trouble from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a rock.
Shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a man so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky. I got lube. Don't be crude. Act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it. Let me hold you. Take a peek so I can show you what I can do in the bit. I am a king. Like a master. Want me slow. Want me fast. It doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver. Invent the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
the L.A. Vegas
her.
Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gon' rock.
Get what?
I'm rock.
Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gon' rock her. Yeah. We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gon' rock her.
Hey, we took it home and we brought it right back here to Gilroy Radio, man. That jam there, man, I kind of like that jam, man. That's a high cut, man. That dude is really doing his thing, man. King Gilroy, man. Y'all should have seen him live on stage, man. He's a beast. Man, it's my understanding that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go on and make the announcement. You're going to be seeing the likes of King Gilroy with Flo Rida. Just pay attention, man. I told y'all this church out here, man. You know what I'm saying? To the naysayers and oh, this, that, and the third. I told you, stupid people, I'm leaps and bounds above you haters. You understand what I'm saying? Try to get where I am. It's just like with Kobe on the west side, you know what I'm saying? Because we the best side. You understand? I mean, the way we stomped and dominated y'all on the east. I mean, don't be mad. I mean, I'm saying LeBron. Did y'all see him? Oh, LeBron was breaking.
He was over there, man. Come on. Man, they jumping over us. Man. Man, they looking like the youngest kid. That's horrible.
D-Wade, I mean, these people I like, man, because I love the NBA, but D-Wade, you know, my feet hurt and everything. I mean, and then here comes Ray Allen. And what I like about the East Coast, I knew y'all was not going to win. How you going to put Boston and Miami together? They hate each other. Then they tried to stack the deck, putting all the Boston Celtics together with all, you know, against the West. Man, come on, man. Man, we toy with y'all, dog. We got two major all-stars. Do y'all realize how hard L.A. is riding right now, dog? We got Blake Griffin and Kobe Bryant, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Los Angeles Clippers. I mean, my God, it's crazy, man. If you living in Hollywood right now, you living this handsome life like I'm living, man. I mean, you just winning, baby. You know what? You winning so much. You know what? I got, man, hold on, man. I got to do this again, man. Okay,
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
I mean, I just had to do a little bit, man. I wasn't going to, you know what I'm saying, just torture y'all to make y'all ride that again, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, straight up, man, if you saw the game, man, you saw what happened. I mean, it's Hollywood at its finest, man. And LA ain't never looked so pretty, man. And, I mean, I love my people all around the world. I'm going to let y'all know, too, today is my brother's birthday, Gilroy. South, that's going to be C-Money, man. Y'all get ready, man. That boy out there, man. I mean, he been hitting me, man. My brother ready, man. And I'm telling you, ladies, I mean, it's something we bringing, man. Y'all know the Jackson 5, the Jonas Brothers. Y'all better watch it, baby, because here come the Smith boys. You understand what I'm saying? We finna show y'all, and that's Chuch. Let me bring Eric Short back to the line, man. Whew, Eric.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know it's going to be hard when Amari Stoudemire get back home. No, I'm just messing with you.
I don't want to hear that. I want to hear Ken Gilroy again.
Oh, you like that, man?
Man,
you like that?
I was dancing, I was swimming like R. Kelly at a Girl Scout meeting, man. That was good.
Oh, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. That's my little cut right there, man. Thank you, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, man. I call myself, you know what I call myself doing, man? I'm going to tell you what I call myself doing when I make some music. You know, I wrote a lot of, you know, being an African-American man, you know how we are, brothers. You know, we done got to a point. Because, see, me and you come from a school and a time when we used to dance. You understand what I'm saying? When we had dances,
yes,
the music was, you know, when the music came on, man, you get out on the dance floor and you dance. You know, you put a little routine together. You know, when you go up, you know, you get you a girl. But this day and age, I don't know what happened to this next generation. They forgot how to dance. They forgot how to enjoy themselves. So when I'm in the studio, you know what I'm saying, to make my own music, I'm making music for people that want to have a good time, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm for people that want to... Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No, I said the problem is if you dance at a party, your gun might fall out. You really can't dance too hard at a party nowadays.
With your pistol coming out. All right, I want to bring back to the line, man, my boy Robert June, man, and K-Slack, man. I want to hear y'all opinions on, you know what I'm saying, what we're doing. Because I know y'all watch the game. What's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Oh, man, when Eric just said that he brought something back from the past, man, I don't mean to be like that, boy, but I remember I was going up an escalator, man. Next thing I know, my pistol fell out, and I'm chasing my pistol down the escalator.
Oh, Lord.
This fool is taking his gun. I'm glad I didn't keep one in the head. I never keep one in the head, you know. I'm chasing my pistol down the stairs, and I'm like, excuse me. So I'm fucking, excuse me. And they looking like, wow. But, yeah,
now,
I'm sorry.
I know I ain't supposed to be laughing at that, man, but goddamn.
No, you hit it right on the nose, baby.
Oh, man.
All I got to say is Blake Griffin should have had won the dunk contest.
Hey, wait, hold on. Controversy. We got pistols falling out. We're on the radio. We got pistols falling out. Second of all, I just heard a comment. Boom. Play attention, y'all. Gilroy Radio. I just heard a comment. Someone said... This just in, that Blake Griffin should not have won the dunk contest. Mr. K-Slack, who do you think should have won the dunk contest?
Well, really, like, I mean, McGee, if he would have finished with a better dunk or just whatever, anything better than what he did, he should have won. Because the difficulty of all the dunks he did before was better than anything Blake Griffin did. Like Charles Barkley said, his presentation was great. He had the choir, you know, the car. But they put the front part of the car right underneath, barely underneath the rim, and he jumped over that. Now, if he would have jumped, if they would have turned it the other way around, like another 45 degrees or something, and he jumped the whole length of the car, I would have been impressed. But all he did was just jump over the front hood. Anybody in the NBA just about could do that.
Well, here's my opinion on that particular thing. I'm going to say it like this here. First of all, I do respect your opinion. I really do. But at the same time, this is Hollywood, baby. What you got to understand about Hollywood is, you understand what I'm saying? It may not be what what even other people may think. But see, Blake Griffin is doing his thing on the court. So see, and I'm going to tell you, and here's my diss at LeBron. I love LeBron. I think LeBron is a premier player. But LeBron... threatened, and one year he said he was going to get in the contest. Here go my thing. Blake Griffin was man enough to go ahead and get in the mug. You understand what I'm saying? That's number one. Number two, I mean, straight up, even though I somewhat agree with you about the difficulty, but the whole flair and the style, I mean, I can't even front, man. Blake Griffin is making the L.A. Clippers look like, and this is no joke. I mean, come on, y'all. All my Gilroy Radio listeners right now, and to everybody in the world and the nation that love basketball and been a fan like me, been watching basketball since back in the day, a basketball scholar, this one man has taken a franchise. He's doing, and in one year, in his rookie season, he is doing Jordan-esque
Jordan-esque type things in this fashion. He is taking a team that looked like nothing, looked like nobody, a shabby team. I'm going to say, and this is straight up not a tag at anybody on the Milwaukee Bucks, but he's taking a team like the Milwaukee Bucks and making them look like a championship contender team. So when I say Hollywood, what he's bringing all around, it's kind of like one of them things, like, well, I'm going to be straight up with you. What he's proven all around as a player, it's kind of like one of them things, man. Sometimes you got to give it to it. I've seen comedy contests. I'm going to tell you straight up. I've seen, like, comedy competitions where you got an OG comedian that's been around for a while and people know him and he's popular, but it'd be a younger, hotter comedian that come along that's funnier, but at the end of the day, they give it to, per se, the older, more seasoned comedian because it's kind of like one of those things, like, he kind of, because of what he already did, he may not have won that particular contest, but he done put his grind on it. He put his time in, so he wins. So that's what I'm going to tell you on that. So opinion accepted. I want to put that out there because I'm going to tell you straight up, hands down, in my opinion, he just tore it down, man. I mean, he tore it down. What you think, Eric? What you think? You saw the dunk contest?
Yes, I did.
Then what you think? You agree with Kate Slack or you agree with me?
Well, not really. I saw somebody grab the stuffed animal off the rim with his mouth.
Yeah.
You know,
jump from the free throw line.
I saw some incredible stuff. Jumping over the hood of the car. Now, like I said, with my big heavy self, I can't really jump that high. So I can't really diss anybody and say that a person shouldn't have won a dunk contest. But my pick would have been somebody else. Even though in the regular season, I'm loving Blake Griffin. Because that dude single-handedly turned the team around.
Single-handedly.
You know,
what the basketball commentators are saying and what I agree with, and I truly agree with this. They're saying, like, this kid don't even really know how to play basketball yet. I mean, it's obvious that he's a talented player, but, I mean, it's just like he hasn't even really, like, how you know you step into your own. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, come on, man. We old school, y'all. We watching ball. And everybody compares, try to compare the greats to Jordan. Because what you got to love about Jordan, Jordan was like a championship fighter. Like, when he started off, it was like, you know, he was known for his dunking and stuff. But when he refined himself, you know what I'm saying, it took a time once he got into the zone of really himself as a technician, as a basketball player, where he was getting skills. He was becoming a beast on the defense. And then he developed that little sweet jumper. You know what I'm saying? It's like he defined himself. And Charles Barkley said something last night that I totally agree with. Right now, he's playing on 100. He's just playing on 100. Wait till Blake Griffin slow down about 75, about 50. Man, I'm telling you, man, and if the Clippers got any sense, they going to keep him because I'm guaranteeing right now, if that boy don't leave the league with at least, I'm going to give him 4 rings. I give Blake Griffin 4 rings. Who with me on that?
How many rings?
I give him 4. I say he'll get 4 rings before he leave the league. That's just how much I believe in that cat.
I think he'll get 2. He might get 2.
All right. What you think, Robert? What you think?
It's hard to say. I mean, when you think about the competition that's going around today and all the trading, I give him 2.
Okay. I'm exuberant with my stuff, so yeah, I agree with y'all now. Thinking about it, yeah, I give him 2. Because there's a lot of competition out there. But hey, what y'all think about LeBron though? I mean, I'll tell you, I still believe LeBron. LeBron, hey, who gonna say I give LeBron 2? I give LeBron 2. Who with me on that?
I think LeBron is scared to lose. That's why he didn't join the dunk contest and he joined Miami because he wants to be with people. He's guaranteed to get a title. He's scared of losing. Whereas like somebody like Kobe, he refuses to lose. LeBron's scared to lose and Kobe refuses to lose. So
wow.
I don't know about LeBron, man. He got to prove something to me before I can start putting titles in his hands.
I got, man, K-Slack. Hey, boy, you got to come on more often, man. Because K-Slack, like, nah, hold on, homie. And what he said, though, I like where your mind at, because you said he's scared to lose. And then, with Kobe, he refused to lose. Now, see, that cuts deep, man. I like that, K-Slack, boy. You impressed Mr. King Gilroy with that one, Pippen. That's Judge. Like, he refused to lose. Like, okay, that sounds like me. You understand what I'm saying? I refuse. I will not lose. I will not ever lose. So let's see. All right, so we're taking a board right now. Dwayne got 1. Kobe got 5. LeBron got none. Blake got none. So the okay, how many of y'all get Melo? Man, let's just chop it up as men right now. We got men on the line, so we're gonna have man talk. How many of y'all think how many of y'all get Melo before it's over with?
None.
Yeah. I think he might just be one of those great players that just don't never get one. Unless he gets another
Barkley. He's gonna get another Barkley, another Ewing, he's gonna be another one of those.
Wow. And you know what? Was it just me or last night did Melo just look like his soul was gone, man? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like, when I was really looking for Melo, like, because, you know, they was kind of, you know, talking a little smack about him coming to the Lakers and everything. And when he was on the, and I love Melo. I think Melo is a defined player. I think he's like, man, like you said, truly a Hall of Fame basketball player. But last night, for some reason, in the All-Star game, I seen Melo do like one or two things that say, all right, and it's like I was cheering for him to get it going, and it just seemed like with all the trade stuff, y'all think that messed with his head a little bit?
Nah. Probably did, a little bit. If you notice, Kobe stopped him from answering all those questions, so it probably was on his mind. He was about to spill all the beans, but he didn't, so.
What you think,
Rod? That's a good veteran move by Kobe.
Yeah, it was you know what? At first I thought it like as Kobe was like jazzing around a little bit, but then I realized Kobe was like, man, leave the man alone. And I saw Kobe whisper in his ear, and you know, being observant, I think this is what I think Kobe said in his ear, man, tell him to leave you the F alone. I mean, it's just me. Cause like out of the thing, if you watch, cause you know I got a TiVo, y'all. I'm a big NBA fan. I'm sure I like Kobe leaned over like, hey, man, tell him you leave the damn loan, man. You out here to try. You know what I'm saying? Your mind ain't on that right now. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was a bad move by Kobe, man.
It looked more like he said to him, like, yo, let me handle this. That's all, basically. Whispering his ear, yo, man, let me handle this. And every time they put the mic over to Carmelo's face, Kobe's butt, he has nothing to say. And that's brilliant.
Hey, I mean, Kobe was like, that was cool, though, man. I mean, Kobe, man, you know what? I'm going to say straight up, there's a lot of people that don't like Kobe Bryant that claim they just can't stand Kobe Bryant. I'm going to say this, man. The young man came to the National Basketball Association at 17 years old. I'm a man who was an 18-year-old father, and I'm going to say this here. If you expect a man, a kid to be able to come into his own at 17 and not live life to get in whatever age God is going to bless him with and not have ups, downs, smiles, and frowns, then I'm going to say F you, straight up. I'm going to say go to damn hell. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to tell you what Kobe Bryant needs to do in order for more people to like him across the country. You know, and a lot of people need to do this. But what Kobe Bryant needs to do is on March 25th, he needs to participate in the Firefighters 60-Second Challenge at a local gym, at a local basketball facility, do them pull-ups, raise that money for these kids at 35 cents a pull-up. Because a person like him could get a million pledges.
Hey.
That's real talk, though.
NBA players, man, because I'm really excited about this weekend, man. Plus, I got to save some time to get y'all the updates on everything I've seen, man, and what's going on with King Gilroy, man. So, for right now, man, I want to show y'all how it is behind the scenes, man, making all this good music, getting ready to do that mixtape called, let me think of the name of my damn mixtape again. It's called Something Love, but I know the name of the album going to be Locksmith. Oh, Lost in Love is the mixtape. Y'all got to forgive me. It's early in the morning, and I'm working on something. All right. Y'all ready to chill for a little bit? Here we go.
Spending every moment in the studio, I never said it'd be fair. But when you're all alone, I hope you truly know how bad I want to be there. Come right in, set your back down. took a night off for you. Go ahead and turn the lights off. Keep your heels on. You're fitting for what I'm about to do. Oh, 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 oh. Now you hate us late and I don't want it done. Just be quiet, I'll do fine without your help, girl. And you work without a second muscle fun. Now you finally got a moment to yourself, girl. And I know what to do. I know what to do with it. I know what to do with it. I know what to do with it. Get you all alone. Now I finally got you right here. So baby, I'ma lock my door and disconnect my phone. Cause I wanna make one thing clear. I want you on top. So let your hair down. I took the night off for you. Turn the lights off, but keep your heels on. The fit is what we're about to do. Oh, come right in, set your back down. Took a night off for you. Go ahead and turn the lights off. Keep your heels on. You're fitting for what I'm about to do. Oh, 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 oh. No, you hate explaining that. Quiet, I'll do fine without your help, girl. Can you work without a second for some fun? Now you finally got a moment to yourself, girl. And I know what to do with it. 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 Oh, it's 6 o'clock in the morning at the studio.
Oh, man, did y'all hear that, man? A Night Off by Drake and Lloyd, man. Hey, look, man, we wind it down on Get Right Radio today, man. We done had so much fun, man. Mr. Eric Short in the building, man. I mean, doing the building, man, bringing us the highlight, man, on his Foundation Helping Hands, man. And I'm going to tell you, March 25th, that will be so live, man. Imagine if we could do something like that, man. Get Right's been doing some amazing things. So imagine if we was really able to get Kobe to come and do something like that for us. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, like I told y'all, the people work wonders, man. Just to give y'all the updates real quick, man, I got to tell y'all, and I got to just be quick about this. Ladies and gentlemen, got to kick it with Trey Songz, Flo Rida, the young lady, Eva, who's the America's Top Model who won with Tyra. I had her busting up on the red carpet. Y'all got to see it. She was like, oh, you must be a comedian. Beautiful work with this guy. Lil B, Ray J's cousin. Weezy, man, brother, I mean, just kicked it with the powerful cat. Drake, and I'm going to tell y'all, Nicki Minaj, I don't give a damn. Y'all ladies out there hating on Nicki, man. Nicki is a dime amongst women. She's a beautiful girl, and she's a sweetheart. She is nothing like what people try to say, oh, Nicki Minaj this, Nicki Minaj that. No, I had an opportunity to be around amongst Nicki, and I'm going to tell you something. She's a very charming young lady, a sweet woman, and I like her. I'm a fan of hers. And Nicki, I'm telling you something. I wish I could have that moment for life. And, I mean, y'all know she East Coast, so we got to bring Eric Short back on. Eric, what's up with it, man? You know what I'm saying? Your girl Nicki was out here. Ain't she from, like, where you from, man?
Well, she's from, I believe, Queens.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna put you up on game, man. You know I've been in the industry all my life, man. And when I was when I got out the Army, just to let you know, man, I used to live on 149th and Prospect, man, right on in the Bronx. I used to take the 205 train to Prospect Ave, man. So I mean, I be talking stuff because I'm on the West Coast now, man. But I'm gonna tell you something: the East Side ain't nothing like New York, man. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, bro. Even though the weather's terrible, just like Chicago, it's a certain camaraderie that, man. I'm gonna tell you something: like East Coast, man. I mean, we get down, man. I love it out there, man. What's
what's going on out there besides Helping Hands, man? Tell me about some parties real quick, man, before I close it out.
Well, I'm not a party dude, man. Like I said, I'm really about the charity work, so I don't really hit too many parties. But like I said, on Monday nights you could catch me on InTheMixRadio.com. Hear me hit the classic hip hop and R&B for you. And outside of that, all I'm doing is promoting HelpingHandsNetwork.net. Try to get people to sponsor, help the kids out.
All right, everybody, y'all heard, man. Today's guest, we want to thank him for coming to Gilroy Radio, sharing his knowledge, his peace of mind, and about his foundation with us, man. We are really grateful to have him on the team with us, man. And we really enjoyed him today, man. I really enjoyed having you with us. And I want to thank you so much for coming on Gilroy Radio and sharing. I'm going to send you some music over, and I'm also going to have my buddy K-Slack send you some stuff over, man. K-Slack, go on and sign out, man. Holler at Eric and say what's up to everybody before I close the show out.
What up, everybody? Like I said, the pre-incarnation of K-Slack is going to be coming to y'all real soon. Like I said, I got a guest feature from Respected Deck, famous Ski Beach, you know, a lot of talented producers. So, you know, when that comes out, I definitely will be on the Trey Love show. And, you know, Trey Love, you'll be one of the first people to have a copy. So best believe that.
Man, I really appreciate that, K-Slack. And I want to thank you for calling in, brother, and sharing your insight, sharing your music. And we're going to have to do a sports section, K-Slack, because you know the finals coming up. So you know I kind of run this thing the way I want to. So we're going to chop it up on the side because I like where your basketball mind is. So I might have to get a little radio show going so when the playoffs kick off, you know what I'm saying, we can get on here and argue. You feeling that?
Yeah, I'm feeling that. But you might not like my football mind because Carolina Panthers are winning the Super Bowl next year.
You heard it live on you heard it live on Gilroy Radio. this is an opinionated show. We can do what we want to do. Hey, Robin, go on and tell everybody one more time real quick about After Hours, man. Hey, this is a tight After Hours joint, y'all. I'm going to let you know right now, if you like to get out L.A. style and really go behind the scenes and have a good time, man, y'all got to catch us out here. Go on and tell them what's cracking with that, Rob.
We right there on Hollywood Boulevard and La Brea, the Black Hole. My boy Kenny O is cracking.
And that's right across the street from Club My House, right?
Yeah, right there. Well, it used to be the Garden of Eve.
Yeah, it used to be Garden of Eve. I had my birthday party out there, man. My house, man. That thing was real tight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go on and close it out, man. We want to thank our special guest for today, Mr. Eric Short. Y'all make sure y'all listen to this archive show, man, and see how I just connected something, man. I got young man K-Slack coming out of Cali, finna link up with some East Coast flavor. I'm going to be sending some music out there. That's how we're going to do it, y'all. We're going to connect the dots. That's why Trey Love is intelligent enough to have Gilroy East and Gilroy West doing the best. Want to thank Sophia Reed for doing her thing. Want to thank Monica Hughes for doing her thing. Want to thank Robert for calling in. Want to thank K-Slack for calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be pushing, making this thing happen. And I'm going to let the haters know, this is really how I feel about y'all haters, and this song is truly dedicated to all y'all. Like, real talk, just pay attention to what I be saying, man.
Welcome to the future.
Find me a nice, soft place to land.
I got you.
Hold up, I'm just a runway show, but I waited till my plane is my runway clothes. Cashmere sweats, they come out next year, but these my last year sweats. And my hoes so sick, your new chick can't fuck with my old bitch. And you know this shit, I'm professional, they know this shit. I just may let you borrow this, this the blueprint, nigga, follow this. This what tomorrow is. Welcome to tomorrow, bitch.
Whatever you about to discover, we all bet. You about to tell her you love her, we all bet. Always wanna fight in the club, we all bet. But you can't bring a future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bet. Overtime slow for change, we all bet. Niggas still making it rain, and we all bet. But you can't bring a future back.
Y'all need to get off me. Chris, we all bet. Tim's, we all bet. Friends, we all bet.
Yeah, we all bet. And you still on that. And we still making money, cause we still on that.
Ain't black versus white, my nigga, we all bet. Tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Limbaugh to get off my balls. In 2010, I ate 1564.
Tune in, stay tuned. I don't even know when the next show gonna be. That's just how it is. Church.